Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers. And that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
I've met a lot of strange people in my travels away from San Francisco. Little did I realize that right here in my own hotel, I would meet the most unusual of them all.
Buck Benny, the two-fisted, quick-triggered marksman who shoots from the hip and never misses.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. It's actually Wednesday as we're playing this episode. Wow, Western Wednesday. We actually got it on the right day for once. Anyway, we'll try and keep us back to normal now. It's 2020. I've been talking about classic television westerns for the last few weeks now. I'm going to jump a little bit forward. The last one we ended up was in 1957 or 59. I can't remember. I think 59. But we're going to jump ahead a few years and get to a year that's a pretty rough year, it seems like. I don't know. But anyway, it's the year 2020. And a good year for a new Western. And we had started a Western in its second season this year. The first episode, it was about a marshal. And our hero goes and deals with the marshal. The marshal has some equipment that he wants, that our hero wants. And it's similar to if a sheriff had or marshal had Britt Ponsett's guns from the six shooter and had acquired those, and our hero wants them back. There's some drama there, some fun there, of course, so that you can find in any Western. And the marshal says basically, we have the equivalent of a bear in a cave, that if you kill the bear, he's been messing with the townspeople, and if you kill the bear, then I'll give you the gun you want, the equipment you want. And of course, our hero takes that on, and the bear ends up being a little wilder than they thought it would be. But anyway, that's kind of the story, and that's definitely a Western, right? A Western story for sure. It has a marshal in it and so forth. But that is actually the story of the very first episode of season 2 of The Mandalorian, which is, of course, a Star Wars spin-off television series that's over on Disney Plus. And I really enjoyed it last year, and I really enjoyed it this year. What they can do with the effects budget is just insane. Just some of the techniques, and if you watch the making of, they have making of shows of that series that show how they can keep the cost down and make it look a movie quality, but on a budget for an expensive budget for sure for television, but still a manageable budget. And it's been just a great series, and it is definitely a space Western series. And and the way I describe that is pretty close to what it is for that first episode. So if you haven't been watching The Mandalorian, I'd suggest you do watch it. This week, they introduced a new character played by the actress, I think it's Katie Sackhoff is her name. Anyway, she played Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica. And it's neat to see her on this series. She's playing the same character that she had played in animated form, but in real life. And I don't know of any other actress or actor that has played a character that was first in animation and then brought across to a real life performance. So that's pretty cool too. Just a great series overall, very enjoyable. So I hope you go out there and give it a try. Anyway, the reason I brought this up, I wasn't originally going to talk about this. I was going to continue to talk about the Westerns from the 1950s and so forth. But the episode title for this week's Gunsmoke is Brush at El Cader. And I just thought, Brush at El Cader, that sounds like a Mandalorian episode more than it sounds like a title of a Gunsmoke episode. So it just made me think of Mandalorian, and I thought, oh, I'll go ahead and talk about that. So without further ado, here is Gunsmoke with excellent sound, and Have Gun Will Travel as well. Enjoy.
Gunsmoke, brought to you by Chesterfield. Made the modern way with Accuray. Smoother, cooler, best for you. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. Dodge had been real quiet all that week. No new herds had come up the trail, no buffalo hunters had drifted in off the prairie, no ox trains had arrived back from Santa Fe. The town just sat there like a plain girl at a party waiting to dance. But there was no dancing for Dodge. Not until Friday night there wasn't. I'd gone out to see a rancher friend that afternoon, and it was near midnight when I got back and rode up Front Street toward a small crowd gathered opposite the Long Branch. I dismounted and walked over. At the center of the crowd, I found Doc and Chester crouched over a man sprawled in the dust. A man somebody had put a bullet in.
It's Ben Williams, Mr. Dillon.
Who did it, Chester?
Nobody don't know. He rode off too fast.
Anybody see it?
Miss Kitty did. She's standing over there by the Long Branch now.
He's dead, Matt. There wasn't much I could do for him.
Nice fellow like Ben Williams. Never hurt nobody.
He bled to death. Somewhere's inside.
Was he conscious at all, Doc?
He was till a few minutes ago.
He say anything about who shot him or why?
You know somebody called El Cater?
El Cater? All right. That's a town, Doc, not a person.
Well, he kept trying to say something about it. All I could make out was the name. I didn't want him talking anyway.
As I recall, Williams came from up around El Cater, didn't he, Chester?
Well, he had a little ranch up there one time.
Yeah.
Ben Williams was a good man, man.
Yeah, Doc. Chester.
Yes, sir?
I'm going over and talk to Kitty for a minute. Find me a fresh horse and saddle one of your own, huh? We're going to be riding out of here in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. I'll hurry, Mr. Dillon.
I hope you get him, Matt, whoever he is.
Ben didn't deserve that, not being killed that way.
He didn't deserve being killed at all, Kitty.
Well, of course he didn't.
How'd it happen?
Well, Ben and I were having a drink inside, and we heard a couple of shots in the street here, and then somebody yelled for Ben to come out.
Now, the man who killed him?
It must have been. Ben didn't want to go, but I guess he figured he had to. I got by the window, and I could see Shippen out there on his horse.
Shippen?
Lou Shippen. That's what Ben said when he heard him yell.
Yeah. All right, then what happened?
Well, Ben walked out into the street, right up to him. He didn't even draw his gun, but Shippen must have been holding his in his lap. He suddenly shot Ben twice and then rode off as fast as he could. He murdered him, Matt.
Can you tell me what this Shippen looked like, Kitty?
It's too dark. I don't even know what color his horse was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to make him very easy to find.
But you find him, Matt. You find him.
Put a smile in your smoking. It's as easy as ABC,
Because Chesterfields made with Accuray are A,
always milder.
B,
better tasting.
C,
cooler smoking.
Yes, a Chesterfield is always milder.
That's because Accuray controls your Chesterfield in the making, gives it a more even distribution of fine tobaccos that burn more evenly, smoke much milder.
A Chesterfield is better tasting.
That's because an Accuray Chesterfield draws more easily, lets you enjoy all the wonderful flavor.
And a Chesterfield is cooler smoking.
14% more perfectly packed than cigarettes made without Accuray. You enjoy cooler smoking pleasure. No hot spots, no hard draw.
So the next time you buy cigarettes, stop. Remember,
an Accuray Chesterfield is A, always milder. B, better tasting. C, cooler smoking.
Put a smile in your smoking, just give them a try. Chesterfield's best for you. They satisfy.
All I had to go on was a name and a place. The place was El Cater, a little sunburnt town 100 miles to the north. There was a saloon and a restaurant and a hotel and a stable and, miraculously, a telegraph office. But even so, El Cater didn't add up to much. It was still the crossroads of nothing. It was noon of the second day when we rode up the almost deserted main street. Hot, saddle-weary, hungry.
Where are we going to go first, Mr. Dillon?
We'll put our horses in the stable, Chester, and then we'll take a look around. Huh?
I've already seen all I want to of this place, except maybe the inside of that restaurant.
And I've been thinking, Chester.
Maybe we'll stop there first?
No. About Lou Shippen.
Oh.
I finally remembered. I've seen his name.
You have? Where?
He's wanted over in Wichita. And I can't remember his description.
Well, that's easy. All you got to do now is telegraph for it.
Yeah.
Ain't there nobody at this stable?
It doesn't look like it.
Well, here comes somebody.
Hello.
You got room for a couple of horses, mister?
I reckon.
They've had a hard ride. You got any grain?
I might scare some up.
Yeah, good.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what?
Where'd you make this hard ride? Where are you from?
Dodge.
You're the marshal.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought marshals traveled alone.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Well, I tell you, Marshal, I got a little mixed up. I've been asleep. You woke me, I plumb forgot.
Forgot what?
I can't keep your horses here. There ain't no room.
Well, now here, you just said you could.
Stable's all full, and I got no corral.
I can see some empty stalls through the door there.
Them spoke for.
What is it, mister? Everything was fine until I told you I'm a marshal.
I can't help it if the stable's full.
These horses are going in there, mister, and you're going to feed them.
Now, look,
now, we're going to be back directly to see that they're all right, and believe me, they better be. All right, let's take them in, Chester.
Look like much of a hotel.
Yeah, we don't have much choice.
My gracious, I ain't sure where I'd rather sleep outdoors.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello. We're looking for a room.
You mean two rooms?
All right, two rooms.
Of course, one room would be cheaper.
And noisier. My friend here snores.
Oh, now you always say that, but I never heard me snore.
If I ever thought you were lying awake snoring, I'd ram a gun barrel down your throat.
Now, gentlemen, please.
He don't mean it. Do you, Mr. Dillon?
Dillon? Marshal Dillon?
Yeah, is there something wrong?
No.
You've been expecting me, is that right?
I never heard of you before.
Well, that's one lie. Now, tell me another one. Have you ever heard of Lou Shippen?
Shippen? No, not around here. Never heard of him.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see those rooms.
I'm sorry, Marshal. I made a mistake. I forgot there are a lot of people coming in tonight. Our rooms are all taken.
A lot of people coming in from where?
No, it's true. I forgot all about it.
Well, you just go on forgetting about it. Now throw me a couple of those keys before I lose my temper. We're here and we're going to stay.
swear I'm beginning to feel like a frothy dog, Mr. Dillon.
Like a what?
You know, one of them slavering dogs that run around drooling and biting people and making them sick.
Oh.
I never been treated so bad before in all my life.
That's Lou Shippen, Chester. He's here somewhere. My guess is he's told everybody in town they gotta get us to move on.
Well, why would they care?
He's a killer, Chester, and they know it. And they're afraid of him.
You want something?
Yeah, I want to send a telegram.
You do? Where?
Wichita. Here, I wrote it out at the hotel.
Sheriff Wichita, need full description of Lou Shippen.
All right, what's the matter?
Nothing. Send to me an Elkader at once, Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal.
Look, mister, if
it's Hinkle, Marshal, Mr. Hinkle.
All right, Mr. Hinkle, are you going to send that, or am I going to have trouble with you, too?
Trouble?
I know Lou Shippen's got this town scared to death of him, but maybe it's about time I made some of you people scared of me. I might as well start with you.
Now, Marshal, I don't want any trouble. I'll send your telegram as soon as the line's free.
Good. Come on, Chester.
Shouldn't we already have waited to make sure he's really going to send it, Mr. Dillon?
He isn't going to send it, Chester, and there's no way I can make him.
Why ain't he?
I don't know Morse code. He could send anything he wanted.
Doggone it, Mr. Dillon, this town scares me. Any man here might be Lou Shippen, just waiting for an easy chance to shoot you in the back.
And I got an idea how I can smoke him out, Chester. I'm going to have to tell a few lies to do it. And right now, let's get something to eat, huh?
Smoking with a smile with Chesterfield. Smoother, cooler, milder Chesterfield. Put a smile in your smoking, just give them a try. Chesterfield's best for you. They satisfy.
Yes, put a smile in your smoking. It's as easy as ABC. Because Chesterfields made with Accuray are A.
Always milder.
B.
Better tasting.
C.
Cooler smoking.
Yes, a Chesterfield is always milder.
That's because Accuray controls your Chesterfield in the making. Gives it a more even distribution of fine tobaccos that burn more evenly. Smoke much milder.
A Chesterfield is better tasting.
That's because an Accuray Chesterfield draws more easily. Lets you enjoy all the wonderful flavor.
And a Chesterfield is cooler smoking.
14% more perfectly packed than cigarettes made without Accuray. You enjoy cooler smoking pleasure. No hot spots, no hard draw.
So the next time you buy cigarettes, stop. Remember,
an Accuray Chesterfield is A, always milder. B, better tasting. C, cooler smoking.
Put a smile in your smoking, just give them a try. Chesterfield's best for you. They satisfy.
Now I know what's wrong this time, Mr. Dillon.
No, what?
The way they eat. My, that restaurant puts out the mustiest smelling beef stew I ever smelled.
That was goat stew, Chester.
Goat? I need a drink.
Here's the place to get it.
If they'll service.
They'll service, all right.
Goat.
Bartender.
Hello, Marshal Dillon.
Now, word gets around fast, doesn't it?
Elkader's a small town.
Uh-huh. Small and scared.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't know Lou Shippen either, do you?
Lou Shippen? No, I don't know him.
Well, he might be one of the men sitting at that table behind me there.
You better do your drinking someplace else.
There isn't any other place. Now fetch us a bottle of rye, or I'll come back there and do it myself. I aim to have a drink. Well?
All right.
One of those men gave him a go-ahead sign, Chester. Did you see who it was?
No, I didn't. I was watching the bartender.
Well, one of them's Lou Shippen.
Yes, sir, but there's six of them to choose from. There comes a telegraph operator.
Ah, Mr. Henkel. Come over here.
What do you want me for?
I want to buy you a drink. Bring a glass for Mr. Henkel, bartender.
Here you are. I don't want a drink, Marshal.
That's what you came in here for, wasn't it?
I don't need a drink.
Shepin.
There's going to be a fight.
You stay here, Mr. Hinkle. All right, tell him it's all right to drink with me, Shepin. There are six of you men sitting there, and one of you is Lou Shepin. And by 10 o'clock tonight, I'm going to know which one. Isn't that right, Mr. Henkel?
I didn't send that telegram. That's the truth. I didn't send it.
You sent it. I stood there and watched you.
But I didn't.
You sent my telegram, and we'll have an answer by 10 o'clock tonight.
Now, you're lying. That isn't true.
I'd be wasting my time here if it wasn't. Now, you drink up. Drink up, Mr. Henkel. Okay, I'll be over about 10, Mr. Henkel.
I'm coming with you.
What, are you afraid of shipping? All right, come on. But I'm not going to wait around your office with you.
You've got to help me, Marshal. He'll kill me now. All those lies you told.
Which one is he, Mr. Henkel?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
He's a devil with a gun. He could kill you, and then where'd I be?
All right, it doesn't matter. I'll find him later.
But I didn't send any telegram. There ain't going to be an answer.
Doesn't matter, Mr. Henkel.
What are you going to do?
Now, for one thing, I'm going to see you're in your office tonight and that you stay there. That's all you have to worry about. I'll handle the rest.
Dillon?
Yeah, what, Chester?
It must be close to 9:30, ain't it?
Yeah, just about.
Can you see Mr. Hinkle?
Yeah, he's in there. He's pretty fidgety, too.
Well, I don't blame him. He knows Lou Shippen are going to come after him, and he don't know we're laying out here waiting.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe Shippen will figure you was lying and stay away?
You can't take the chance, Chester. He's got to come.
We're sure stuck if he don't. We won't never find him.
Shh. Quiet, Chester. Look, coming.
He's heading right for the telegraph office.
Yeah. You stay here. Hold it, Shepin.
Reckon you killed him?
I don't know. Watch him now. So you're Lou Shippen, huh?
You sure outsmarted me, Marshal. You was lying about Hinkle sending that telegram.
Yeah.
I had no way of knowing for sure.
Shepin, why did you kill Ben Williams?
Never liked him.
You killed him because you didn't like him?
Good reason as any for killing a man.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did you stay here in El Cato? Why didn't you ride on?
Here's my home. Nobody's going to push me out of it. Except you, Marshal. You pushed me all the way out. Marshal.
Well, I swear I never heard nothing like it, Mr. Dillon. He must have been plumb crazy.
Yeah, he's probably killed a lot of people we don't even know about, Chester. And for no better reason.
Yeah. And it's a good thing he's dead.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is.
In a moment, our star, William Conrad. If you want tomorrow's better cigarette today, next time you buy cigarettes, stop. Remember, only Chesterfield is made the modern way with Accuray. You'll notice how fresh and good Chesterfield's made with Accuray taste, how smooth they are, and how they satisfy. So buy Chesterfield today. Smoother, cooler, best for you.
You know, some of the roughest citizens on the frontier were bred in Oklahoma territory. And when two of them arrived in Dodge at the same time, well, it meant trouble. And that's our story for next week. So until then, good night.
Gunsmoke. Produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Monday, October 24th is UN Day, the 10th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations. The strength of the UN as a force for peace depends on your support. Remember, the UN works for you.
Make today your big red letter day, your L&M red letter day. Superior taste and filter, it's the miracle tip. Make today your big red letter day, change to L&M today.
L&M's got everything.
Superior taste.
And superior filter.
Get L&M today.
This is it. L&M. Superior taste and filter. Superior taste from richer tobaccos. Tastier, light and mild. Superior filter. It's white, pure white. Added to L&M tobaccos, this miracle tip actually improves your enjoyment. Look for the big red letters. Smoke L&M, America's best.
L&M's got everything. Get L&M today.
Be sure and listen to Gunsmoke again next week at this time. Transcribed for Chesterfield.
Choice is yours. Either try to outdraw me or turn around and ride out of here while you're still alive.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875. The Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Paladin.
Oh, hello, hey boy. I didn't expect you to be at the desk this morning.
Oh, he's a desk clerk asked me to stay here while he have breakfast. Why are you up so early?
Oh, couldn't sleep. Thought I'd pick up the paper and have breakfast in the dining room.
Oh, a telegram come for you a few minutes ago.
No?
Here.
Thank you.
I have newspapers all sorted. I get them.
No, just one of the San Francisco papers for now, hey boy.
Oh, okay. Here's the Alta California. Not much interesting news in paper today, Mr. Paladin. A telegram interesting?
Oh, yes, very. Do you remember Lola Blackwood?
Lola Blackwood?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, a very famous actress who stared at Carlton when she comes to play at California Theater.
That's right.
Oh, very nice lady friend of Mr. Paladin. Hey, boy, not see her for a long time. Is she coming back?
No, she retired from the theater about a year ago.
Oh, too bad. I don't know. A lovely lady as Miss Blackwood should always be seen by many people. Why she sent telegram?
Says she needs help, wants me to come at once.
You go?
Yes, as soon as I pack.
Oh, hey, boy, send answer to telegram?
No, just get me a seat on the next stage to Sacramento.
Constipation is something people don't talk about much, but it can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years because pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight.
In Sacramento, I rented a horse and started on my journey to the town of Grass Valley. It had been over a year since I had last heard from Lola Blackwood. She had written a letter at that time telling me that she was tired of touring the country as an actress and had decided to buy a ranch and settle down in Grass Valley. My ride along the American River to the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas was filled with the thoughts of this beautiful woman. When I tied my horse to the hitch rail outside the Grass Valley Hotel, I noticed a carriage standing alongside the boardwalk a few yards down the street. And sitting in the carriage with a young girl was the lovely Lola Blackwood.
Paladin!
Lola!
Oh,
Lola!
Oh, Paladin, how delightful
well, it's
to
so
see
good
you.
To see you, too.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, my.
It's been such a long time.
Well, it's been almost 2 years.
You mean 2 centuries. I was in San Francisco, and I was playing Ophelia.
And there wasn't a dry handkerchief left in the California theater.
I just can't believe it's
Lola.
Really you. Oh, Paladin. I want you to meet Laurie Gallagher.
Hello, Laurie.
How do you do, Mr. Paladin?
I'm sure Laurie feels that she already knows you.
Aunt Lola's told me many wonderful things about you.
Oh? Well, your Aunt Lola's a very gracious lady, but I'm afraid she's forgotten to tell me that she had such a beautiful niece.
Oh, well, I'm not really her niece.
Laurie has been living with me for several months, Paladin, ever since her mother passed away.
Oh.
She and her mother traveled with our company. Before she died, they came to live with me. I promised her I'd take care of Laurie.
I see. And I suppose you're going to be an actress too, Laurie, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm working very hard.
A natural-born actress. I'm very proud of her. She's almost 13 now. In another 2 years, you may have the good fortune to see a perfect Juliet at your California theater.
Wonderful. She'll be just the right age for the part.
Oh, yes. Well, I just can't get over this delightful surprise. What brings you into Grass Valley?
Your telegram.
My what?
Well, you sent me a wire asking me to come.
Oh, there must be some mistake.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand, Lola. Wait a minute. Here's the wire I received.
Let me see that. Need your help desperately. Most urgent you come to Grass Valley. Signed, Lola Blackwood. Well, I didn't send this.
Then who did?
Well, I've no idea.
Huh. Well, there's one way to find out who sent it.
How, Mr. Paladin?
I go to the telegraph office and get a verification from their files.
Oh, Aunt Lola, why don't you ask Mr. Paladin to stay with us while he's here?
Oh, now, Laurie, maybe Mr. Paladin would rather stay in town. I'm sure it would be much too dull for him at the ranch.
Uh-oh, here comes Boone.
Who is this man, Lola?
Why, Boone, this is Mr. Paladin, an old friend of mine from San Francisco. Paladin, this is Boone Caldwell.
How do you do?
You're a long way from San Francisco. What brings you here?
Business trip.
Not much business in Grass Valley for a man who wears his gun like you do.
Why, Boone?
It's a peaceful town.
And I'm a peaceful man.
You ready to go back to the ranch, Lola?
Yes, Boone.
I'll ride out to see you tonight, Lola, after I check on this telegram.
Well, maybe...
What did you say, mister?
I said I would be paying my respects to Miss Blackwood this evening.
Well, you might as well know. Miss Blackwood and I are going to be married. Her old friends won't be welcome at the ranch anymore.
But Mr. Paladin isn't just an old friend. He's someone very special to Aunt Lola.
Sit still, youngster, and be quiet.
Boone Caldwell.
She makes me fidgety. Kids should be seen and not heard.
What Laurie said was true. And Mr. Paladin will be welcomed at my ranch any time he so desires.
These are my decisions to make now, Lola, not yours. Paladin, do you understand?
I'm afraid I don't.
Well, stay away from Lola. I can't make it any clearer than that. Yeah. Howdy.
Hello.
Want to send a wire? Just write it out in one of those forms.
No, thanks. I came in to ask you if you might remember who sent me this telegram. Came to me in San Francisco 3 days ago.
It says right here, Lola Blackwood.
Yeah. But did she come into this office to send it?
Well, she'd have to. The only telegraph office in town.
Do you actually remember her coming in?
Well, now that you mention it, I don't think she did. Seems I recall that little girl that lives with Miss Blackwood. What is her name?
Laurie.
Yeah, that's the one, Laurie. I remember now. She came in here with this message already printed on a piece of paper. Told me Miss Blackwood would play the charges later on.
No, don't bother Miss Blackwood with the charges. This should take care of it.
Oh, yes, sir. It sure does.
Hi, folks. This is Mitch Miller. I don't claim to be a traffic engineer, but then, traffic engineers don't claim to be radio personalities, and they don't usually have the highway accidents. Ordinary drivers like you and me have them. As one ordinary driver to more of the ordinary species, nowadays, we're doing a lot of clamoring for more and better roads to take us more places faster. But you know what they say about charity beginning at home. Better roads begin behind the wheel. Subtract every hurry guy right now. Subtract every cut up and cut out. Subtract every guy who treats his car like a weapon, and we'd have those better roads now. I'm sure some of you folks catch my Sunday night shows from CBS Radio in your cars. I know you can hear me from a hospital bed, too, but what's the percentage in that? As a personal favor, Try not to create or become a highway accident statistic. Take it from Mitch here. Dying on the highway, that's not living at all.
At the Grass Valley Hotel, I learned that Boone Caldwell was a professional gambler and controlled the gaming table at the Red Dog Saloon. I wanted to talk to Lola alone, so before I rode out to visit her, I stopped by the saloon to see if Boone was there. He was busy at the tables. 20 minutes later, I pulled up at the ranch house.
It was a gunshot, Aunt Lola. I know it was.
Stay back, Laurie. I'll see.
Why, it's Paladin. Paladin. Laurie, go find Ching Hao. He can help us take him in the house.
But what happened?
Laurie, please hurry.
Yes, ma'am.
Paladin, can you hear me?
Lola, somebody took a shot at me.
Bullet creased your forehead just above the eye.
Yeah.
Can you stand up?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me help you.
No, I'm all right.
We better go in the house.
Now, wait a minute. Listen. The man who shot me is probably on that horse. I'm going after him.
Paladin, wait! Don't go!
Stand, boy.
Paladin! I know who it is.
Who?
Come inside. We can talk there.
Lola told me that a man named Judd had probably done the shooting. He had been hired by Boone to watch over the place at night while Boone was working in town. Before I could learn more, we were interrupted by Laurie and the Chinese cook, Ching Hao. Laurie was pleased to see that I no longer needed assistance and proceeded to apply a bandage to my forehead. Lola asked Ching Hao to make some coffee, and then she took Laurie upstairs to get her ready for bed. A few minutes later, she returned, carrying a tray from the kitchen.
Coffee's ready.
Ooh, good. Is Laurie asleep?
Not yet. How's your head feel?
Much better. Thanks to her nursing care.
Well, this coffee should help you, too.
You're both very considerate.
Things were different. I could be much more hospitable.
What's between you and Boone Caldwell, Lola? Are you really going to marry him?
No. At one time I was, but not now.
No. I didn't think so.
He's a despicable man. I despise him. So strange.
Strange?
Yes. Boone came into town several months ago. I met him then. He was very attentive to Laurie and me. We loved him at the beginning. I was having financial trouble at the time. What money I had left was dwindling away, so I decided to put the ranch up for sale. Nobody wanted to buy. Boone said that since we were going to be married anyway, that he would make the mortgage payments and take over the bookkeeping. I was very thankful when he did. I never was very good at bookkeeping.
Well, how did it work out under his management?
Well, the ranch worked out fine. But Laurie and I didn't do so well. I'm afraid he owns most of the ranch now.
And this is what made you dislike him so much?
Oh, it happened gradually. He changed.
Oh.
Started treating Laurie like she didn't belong here. Wanted to send her away to a foundling home back east. I begged him out of that.
Oh.
It got so that he would tell me every move I should make. After a while, I knew I could never be possessed by anyone like him.
Well, then you should leave. Get away. You could always go back with the touring company.
Laurie would love that. I told Boone I was going to. But he threatened to kill me if I ever try it. We couldn't get 10 miles out of this valley without him knowing about it. He's got his man, Judd, watching us whenever he can't be here. There's no use, Paladin. We're prisoners until Boone gets tired of us and leaves. That's my only hope.
Wait a minute. Listen. There's someone riding up out front.
That must be Judd and Boone. I could have guessed Judd would go tell him you were here.
Oh, well, I'll go outside.
No, Paladin. They'll try to kill you. Stay in here, and I'll see that you leave peaceably. There's no use in your getting hurt because of my troubles.
Oh. They're my troubles now, too, Lola. Or have you forgotten the bandage on my forehead?
Dave, about those trees you took down. I'd help cut them up for part of the wood.
As soon as I feel better, Ed.
What's wrong?
Had nagging backache lately with sleepless nights. Feel tired out.
Just the way I felt with backache. Better try to get relief.
How?
Try Doane's pills.
Right. Doane's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Hello, Boone.
I told you this afternoon to stay away from Lola.
I heard you say something like that before you rode away, but you didn't wait long enough for me to give you my answer.
Get on your horse and clear out of here. I'm not going to waste any more words with you, Peloton.
Your friend Judd doesn't like to waste words either. Do you ambush everybody who walks to this door after sundown, Judd?
I wasn't trying to shoot you, mister. That was only to scare you off.
You're just lucky you did hit me. Otherwise, you wouldn't have lived long enough to ride in after Boone.
Get off my ranch, Peloton.
No, Boone, I won't be leaving. You will. Get on your horses and move out, both of you.
Nobody talks to me like that. Shoot him, Judd.
Don't try it, Judd.
You killed Judd. Didn't even give him a chance to draw.
He reached for his gun.
You're a cold-blooded killer, Peloton. But I've taken care of men like you before.
I believe you. Professional gamblers usually know how to take care of themselves. My gun is back in its holster if you want to try to outdraw me.
There's no other way, is there?
It's up to you. Make your choice. My advice is to turn around and ride out of here while you're still alive.
I don't need your advice.
Peloton?
All right, Lola.
Is he dead?
Both of them.
I was so afraid for you. I'm sorry you had to get mixed up with my troubles.
I wouldn't have come here if I hadn't wanted to.
I'm grateful, Paladin.
No. You can thank Laurie.
Laurie?
Mm-hmm. She sent the telegram.
I'd forgotten about the telegram. How did... Oh, Laurie. Poor Laurie.
Why do you say that?
She must never know, Paladin. Boone was her father.
Her father?
Yes. Boone left her mother before Laurie was born. Her mother gave me a picture of him before she died. Told me to destroy it so that Laurie would never see it. I kept the picture for a while. It wasn't until after I'd fallen in love with Boone that I remembered to get rid of it. I hardly recognized him from the photograph at first. The years had changed him so much. But I knew it was he.
Did you ask him about it?
Yes, but he denied everything. Said he was never married, never knew Laurie's mother. After that, he started showing his hatred for the child. I realized then what kind of a man he really was. But it was too late to do anything about it.
Aunt Lola?
I'll be right there, Laurie. I better go in and tell her what's happened. Don't let her know about Boone Paladin.
Oh, no. Don't worry, Lola. I won't. Well,
oh, Mr. Paladin.
Good morning, Miss Wong.
Yeah, welcome home. You come back last night?
Yes, the stage didn't get in till almost midnight.
Oh, you have a nice trip?
Very nice.
Oh. Please excuse Mr. Wong. I will be back to finish making up your bed in a few minutes.
Where are you going?
To get another girl to help, Mr. Wong. When I bend over to make up bed, my head become very dizzy.
Oh, something wrong? Don't you feel all right?
Oh, I think so, but Missy Wong head all filled with champagne.
Champagne?
Yes, sir, champagne.
Oh.
We have a big birthday party for honorable aunt last night. Missy Wong drink too much champagne.
Oh. That's bad.
Oh, that's bad. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Was Hey Boy at the party?
Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And how does he feel this morning?
Oh. I not know. He not come to work yet.
Ooh. He must have had a lot of champagne, too.
Yes, much more as Missy Wong. Maybe he dizzy this morning, too?
More than likely. Knowing Hey Boy, I wouldn't expect him to come to work at all today.
Oh, poor Hey Boy.
Young men, do you want training in auto mechanics, construction, electronics? Now you can choose your training before enlistment. It's up to you. The Army's new Choose It Yourself system lets you pick valuable training before you enlist. Here's how it works. First, you choose before enlistment. Choose your training from fields like auto mechanics, missiles, aircraft maintenance, meteorology, surveying, and many more. Second, you qualify before enlistment. Take aptitude and physical exams to qualify for the training you've chosen. And third, you know before enlistment. If you qualify, you know you'll get the training you want. Your choice is written into your future Army record, guaranteed before you enlist. Choose, qualify, know this week. Ask your Army recruiter to show you his complete list of available training fields. Choose it yourself before enlistment in the United States Army. See your Army recruiter today. Have Gun, Will Travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hey Boy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun, Will Travel by Mr. Paris. Featured in the cast were Ann Whitfield, Tim Graham, Lawrence Dobkin, and Gene Bates. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.